So anyway, it's all over. And
they're right-footed too, Martin.
And that's me plus is right, Oisin. And an easy enough one for Down then. Pressed with Down now. I know they have a lot of players going. They've a lot of work done. They look very, very sharp. And they probably had started their training before we even had appointed a manager. So they would have that. But a long bit ahead of us in Donegal in preparation, but big couple of weeks ahead for Donegal. Get the morning game played and get it out of the way and try to get a player and then get forward to the National League, because the league's going to be very, very tough.
Yeah, it's going to be a tough league, but we may get a couple of games before the league, of course, gets underway. Just to confirm the story of the match here, Down have won this tie. 7 points was the difference in the end, 214 to 110. Down were very quick out of the blocks in the opening stages, leading by 1-2 to no score after 6 minutes. But by the time we hit the 17th minute, back-to-back scores from Patrick McBertie had it 1-5 apiece. But then there was a good purple patch for Down. The home side really put the hammer down between the 21st and the 33rd minute as they hit 1-4 unanswered to take control of the game once again. It was a different story in the second half. Scores were few and far between. From a Donegal point of view, they just managed 3. Patrick McBertie, who ended the day with 5, and the men making their senior debuts, Johnny McGrody and Kian Barrett, also got on the score sheet. Jimmy Brennan scored 2 points in the opening half. Kieran Thompson, who was the captain for today, will wait to get confirmation from the Donegal management if he is going to be the captain for the rest of the year, taking over the reins, of course, from Michael Murphy. And Donegal's goal today was scored by the Gweedore man, Dara O'Boyle. So in the end, there was a lot of players used by the Donegal management. They're looking to the future here. They're bringing in quite a few of the young players of the county. And we can mention maybe the likes of Johnny McGrody, as we said, Joel Bradley Walsh, Jack McSharry, John Ross Malloy, Kian Barrett, all getting a run today. And we had McGrody and Barrett scoring. And on top of that as well, Keelan McColgan, who played well, Jamie Grant, Ryan McFadden, Rory O'Donnell, all featured today. And not forgetting Luke McGlynn, who started and played the first half with a number 10 jersey on his back. In relation to Rory O'Donnell, he left the field in the first half with a suspected hamstring injury. It's a blow for him, and it's a blow for Maxi Curran, ATU manager as well, because he's not going to be available on Tuesday night for their game against DCU. And depending on what the injury is, he could be ruled out for maybe 3, 4 or 5 weeks or longer, but the medical team, I'm sure, will assess him. We also had Brian O'Donnell, who got a run out today, and the returning Marty O'Reilly, the veteran, of course, of Donegal football, back in the panel, and he came in and he played the final quarter of that tie. And since we're mentioning everybody else, Hugh O'Donnell, Donal McBride and Mark Curran also featured for Donegal today. But it was defeat in the end. If Donegal are going to qualify for the semi-finals this day week, they're going to need a big, big one the next day against Monaghan to put themselves in with a shout there, because they've lost here today by 7 points. The full-time score was Down 2-14, Donegal 1-10, and we're going to wrap it up here from Park Esler. We're going to go down and try and get some reaction and speak with the Donegal management, and we'll have that shortly for you on Sunday Sport as we go back to the studio.